In a world slowly trying to fix its environmental pollution blunders, one organization is speeding up the process, one city at a time. The Green Streets Initiative is a grassroots organization based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. They celebrate, promote, and advocate the use of alternative transportation. Here's Janie Katz-Christie, who's one of the founders of Green Streets and is currently the director.
Our goal was to make the streets safer for people who wanted to bicycle, and one of the things that we knew was that the way to make biking safer was to have more people on bikes.
But how can such a task be accomplished? Janie thinks that walk ride days are the answer.
We encourage people to use green transportation, which means walking, biking, using mass transit, of course, scootering, skating, anything like that, and minimizing their use of cars. We also encourage people who need to drive to carpool, and also to drive part of the way, maybe, and then walk some of the way.
Those walk ride days sound great. Walk ride days are on the last Friday of every month, so they don't ask for too much of your time. But one might ask, if they're only one day a month, how does this really help the environment? It's just one day. Janie has the answer.
But we have seen that people change their habits and tell us that they do it many, many more times during the month. So it's people say, well, how come you only do it once a month? Do you really want people just to bike or use the bus once a month? And in fact, that's, of course, not what we want. We want people to do it all the time. People who I thought were married to their SUV take two buses to get to school. I've heard people thank me for, there was a teacher who came by bus, two buses to school every day. And she said, thank you for making me so proud of what I already do. So we think kids taking school buses is totally green. Any kind of mass transit is great. And we're trying to get everybody to have a little feel for it.
As you heard, walk ride days may only be once a month, but their effects are ongoing. Green Streets is also an open organization. Anyone can help out. Janie answers what we can do to help.
We are always looking for people to bring new sponsors on board, to get their own companies to participate, to do something fun at their own school. Whatever you do on a Friday, whatever institutions you might come into contact with, we'd love to have them on board, and individuals as well. I mean, if you know high school students or who want to work with grad students, we'd love to have people surveying people. We'd also love to interview a lot of people, both participants in Walk Ride Days and other people.
Amazing. Janie's involvement in helping the environment has gone much farther than just working on Green Streets. She's gotten rid of her car.
We used to own a car. We haven't had a car for about a year. We loaned it at first, and then we sold it to the people who were borrowing it after a few months. We had used it so little that the battery kept dying whenever we needed to move it for street cleaning, and my kids were begging me to get rid of it. They wanted to, especially my 7-year-old son, wanted to blow it up, but we decided to sell it.
So it seems like her family is really involved with Green Streets. They do a lot to help the initiative.
I'm surprised that, in a way, that my kids are still so into it. But they have done all aspects of it, from helping to run the raffle. There's an online check-in, and if you check in online, you're entered into a raffle, and we have lots of things to give away. They help do that. We have given out something like 40,000 little business card size cards for Walk Ride Days, and they've done that. They get their school involved. My oldest has helped me analyze some of the data.
There you have it, folks. Green Streets is here to help you save the environment. Its director, Janie Katz-Christie, isn't asking everyone to blow up their car. All she is saying is to help save the environment while working around your schedule. Whether you walk to work once a month or 31 times a month, it doesn't matter. Just do what you can do to help. This is Eitan Stern-Robbins reporting for Terrascope Youth Radio, asking you to be nice to the environment.